Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon.
Hey, everyone. If you go to the Alice 973 Instagram, I posted a picture of a movie premiere last night for The Kingsman 2.
Oh.
And when I was at the screening, there's an organization called The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen in Training. And they all came in their tuxedos. And the movie studio said, hey, go grab a picture with them. So
nice
I did.
Nice looking men.
There's some organization in San Francisco, but it was all
the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen
in training. Yes.
What are they training just to be extraordinary? I don't understand this.
I think
it's just a promotional.
Yeah, they are a club though.
They really are.
They're a real club. Yeah.
Is that where the Kingsman supposedly comes from? The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
No, absolutely not. Oh. These are just a bunch of guys that dress up nice, wear tuxedos, come from a bunch of different backgrounds, and you know, this is what they do. This is how they have fun.
It's like the Red Hat Ladies. Just a little club.
Mm.
They go out to dinner.
Sure.
This isn't just a movie promotion thing.
It is a movie promotion thing.
I know,
thing.
But these boys do this at other stuff.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
It's
a real thing, yeah.
Oh.
This is real life.
Are you wearing just like I got to look at this picture. Because I know how you dress, and you would love to have been in a tuxedo.
I would have.
Why are you not in this club, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen in Training?
Well, first of all.
Did you feel like you passed your training? Or? Yeah,
it's the first I've ever even heard of them.
Oh, but, I can't believe they didn't reach right out to you.
Right. But anyway, if you want to tune in at 9 a.m. on Thursday, Liam and I will be reviewing the film.
Oh, Liam's coming in. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
What fun. Cheerio. Amazon or whatever.
Right.
Amazon has a job that fits your life. Seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer.
Employer.
So the R. Kelly stuff, I mean, for years we've known this guy's a little into little girls. He married Aaliyah when she was 15. Her parents made them annul that. And he's just been linked to underage girls. And for some reason, he's not in jail. I don't know. So this lady shows up on the talk show The Real yesterday. Now, this is the one. It's like a various assortment of people. And they're less sitting around a table and more. I don't know. I guess they do sit around a table.
Yeah, well, it's
they're all
more
a lot
of
younger.
An anchor podium counter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And names that you probably wouldn't know.
You know, there's a few people on there.
Yeah. I've seen it more than a few times. Adrian Bailon is the most popular. I think Lonnie Love goes on there. One of the sisters, the twin sisters, Tia and Tamara Mowry.
Oh.
I forget which one is on there.
One of them.
Janine. So different people. And then they have guests that come on.
Okay. So they had this girl. This woman is now, I want to say she's 20. There it is. 24 years old. So she comes on the show yesterday to describe what it was like to be one of R. Kelly's underage sex slaves. So now this came out, I don't know, a couple months ago. We started hearing rumblings about this. There were several sets of parents who were like, my daughter's gone. We're not allowed to get a hold of her. When we do talk to her, R. Kelly seems to be there hovering and saying, you know, when, what she can say. And there was even a TMZ video.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, the one that Bryn showed us.
Where there seems to be a person whose shadow is falling across her, telling her yes or no to answer questions. Mm-hmm. Like you can see this person's shadow kind of gesticulating as this girl saying, no, I'm here of my own free will and I love it and he loves me and I live in a house that he's provided. And so this chick goes on yesterday. Her name is Jerhonda Pace. Jerhonda. Pace, she's a 24-year-old, and she was 16 when she came under his influence.
Hmm.
And he had a whole system in place to train. She actually met with a trainer on how to please R. Kelly and not displease him, and also how to be pleased.
So what?
I know it's.
Are we talking about sex? Or are we talking about
sex,
like?
Yes, absolutely.
Take your shoes off. Don't walk on the carpet.
Well, it's about the sex.
Oh, okay.
But it's, you know, he's pretty volatile. Like,
because my house, you walk on the carpet with your shoes on, you're going to catch crap from the missus. She's
right.
Not. She's
we're a shoes off house.
There are ways to please her and ways to displease her.
Right. So this trainer will teach you what to do and not, because he punishes you if you do not please him in any way.
Does it involve talking about why you're ruining the carpet?
Actually, we have it in Gerhonda's own words.
At length.
So it starts with Gerhonda Kelly, R. Kelly, and this trainer woman, and they're all naked on his tour bus.
Oh.
So I don't know how long she was his possession or how long that went on, but she's 24 now. She was 16 when all of this began.
Weird. She's just coming out now.
I know. Well, I wonder if it's just that it came to light a couple months ago and...
No, she's just telling her story.
Yeah.
It just seems so scary.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, people do have their own free will and... You know, although sounds like if she had to lie to him to get away and he was like a super controller, I mean, who knows what these other, but the thing is they talked to some of that, the girl who agreed to go on camera at TMZ. It didn't seem like she was trying to get away. She wasn't giving hand signals or anything, you know, who knows? Although who knows, maybe she is a captive. I mean, to me, it bears looking into, but I don't know on what grounds you can do that.
So what's R. Kelly's camp say about this?
They haven't said anything about it yet.
Yeah, let's hear that.
They didn't pick up. Let it go to message, right?
Play the best part.
I mean, it feels like
it's coming up.
That's the one right there.
The part you're looking for right
that's
there.
That's the one he wanted. Yeah, the Abu Hooti. Was this a hit?
Yes.
Was
this
it really?
Was a huge hit. Huge.
Yeah, booty. Anyway, R. Kelly, that's what he's up to these days. And that girl got out of there.
Add that to our movie.
Miss June 2017.
All right.
Look it up.
Wait, what now?
Miss June 2017 makes the news today. She was Miss June for Playboy. Elsie Hewitt is her name. She's a little doll. She's beautiful.
Miss June 2017.
What's her name again?
Elsie Hewitt.
Hewitt.
Miss June 2017. You know, this is not a great story. And it's a little bit of a he said, she said. So I'll read you both sides, and you tell me who's telling the truth.
Oh, I got too many different Miss Junes. What is her real name?
Elsie Hewitt.
So she was, I don't know if she was officially Ryan Phillippe's girlfriend or not, but they were seeing each other. And she just filed a lawsuit against him. And in this lawsuit, she claims he abuses cocaine, ecstasy, psychedelic mushrooms, steroids, and beat the out of her. Elsie Hewitt claims in the lawsuit, which was obtained by TMZ, that on July 4th, she went to pick up things from his house and she realized he was extremely drunk. She said after she tried talking with him, he attacked her, grabbed her upper arm so hard it left heavy bruises, and then he threw her down the stairs as hard as he could.
Whoa.
She claims he continued his assault and picked her up like a doll and threw her down the stairs again. He then screamed, "Get the out of my house, you crazy." And bitch was not the word I'm skipping there.
Holy Toledo.
She's hot, huh?
Are you looking at the shots of her? Yeah.
Yes.
She's beautiful.
She's a Brit, too, it looks like.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm.
Elsie Hewitt. So she went to the hospital. Cops took a report. She got a protective order. She suffered chest wall pain, abrasions, and severe bruising. And she wants $1 million.
It's birth date, 96.
Oh, my God. Really?
It's 21.
Oh, Lord.
Brown eyes, brunette, 3596 is her birthday. Born in London. And she's Miss June 2017.
Beautiful.
Stunning, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So that's her side of the story.
What is his side of the story?
His side of the story is she showed up to his house uninvited and under the influence several days after he broke up with her. They say, his camp says, she was the one who attacked Ryan and refused to leave his home. He removed her from the premises and she fell and hurt herself while this was happening. Sources close to Ryan said that the LA city attorney refused to prosecute after investigating, and they claim she's filed this lawsuit out of revenge. Ryan's side finds it amusing that Elsie has sent glamour shots of herself to the media and say that she's out for money and fame. She has pictures of her injuries. Here's her legs. There was one, I think it was like her upper arm, but it's cut out of that picture there.
Is this her knee?
It looks like it's just below her knee. There's a shot of her like on the beach. Where they've circled, this is what they say is in the aftermath.
This looks like a little raspberry. No one deserves to be injured by anybody, but it's a raspberry on her knee.
There are more photos than that that didn't print for some reason. But she's got some stuff on her back that you go, it doesn't look like a huge amount, but it would be hard to do that to your own back.
It looked kind of deep, too.
It did. They look like hard press bruises, mm-hmm. like you might get if you fell downstairs. Her arm...
Yeah.
Her arm looks really bad. It's pretty bruised up. That's just the one shot underneath her knee. So she actually, she says Ryan Phillippe spent all his free time with her and would track her location using the Find My Friends. But they began to argue over his jealousy of her at a party the night before. She said that she was attracting the attention of other men and he felt neglected and ignored. She claims he was agitated, grabbed her upper arm so tightly that his grip left heavy bruises on her arm, then braced his body and violently threw her down his staircase as hard as he could. She got back on her feet and climbed the stairs again, because she's a glutton for punishment, I guess. And then he grabbed her, struck her, kicked her, picked her up like a doll and tossed her down the stairs again and screamed mean things at her.
Uman, what do you know of his behavior? You've been out with him on a couple dates, haven't you?
Yeah, just the one. I mean, we kept in touch a little bit, but he's changed his number since.
Oh, we can't call him?
Yeah, I don't have his number anymore. Mm. But he was awesome when we hung out. I thought he was great. I wish his star hadn't dropped so much. You know, he really hasn't done anything significant.
I thought he had a TV show right now.
Yeah, but...
What is it?
From what he used to be,
a shooter or something like that?
Oh, a TV star. I mean, he was a teen heartthrob. Then he got married to Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
He's in...
She's
in
the
kids.
Big star in that family, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that's how that goes.
He's in Crash. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was in
he's good in that, too.
He was in one of my favorite films of all time called Way of the Gun.
Oh.
With Benicio Del Toro. That was incredible. But I'm just saying, he's definitely fallen on not hard times, but not... amazing times.
He has two kids with Reese Witherspoon, and she said, I've never seen any kind of behavior like this ever at all. I don't plan to modify our custody arrangement in any way. He's always been great, and she was with him for however long, two kids. And
mm-hmm.
I think they were together, I mean, probably 10 years.
I feel like you got to go with that opinion. A mom right. would not ever risk...
She
her
said,
kids hanging around right. with some dude who might have behavioral issues.
She and others close to the actor have never witnessed any violent behavior. Reese says Ryan's a great dad, would never try and take his kids away from him. No changing of agreements. He's never been shown to be violent in front of her.
Besides, Mama needs her weekends. Come on. Right?
Well, the kids are older. I mean, she gets her weekends. 17-year-old Ava and 13-year-old Deacon.
Oh, okay.
He does have a third kid with a model.
Oh.
She says she's very aware that he lives a party lifestyle, which includes hanging out with girls. But he's always been vigilant about not exposing any partying habits to the kids. And he doesn't do that when they're around. Ryan Phillippe's friends have warned him about putting himself in compromising situations, including who he spends his time with, especially when drugs and alcohol are involved.
Yeah.
But...
I can't defend him, but I can tell you that some people are harder than others to break up with.
That is true. So, I guess I shouldn't make anybody pick sides. She's making allegations. He's defending himself against
them. Well, and I just said it, so I would go with the mom's opinion of the dad, right, even though they're divorced. I mean, if she didn't like him, now's the time to strike, and she didn't.
Yeah. They
I know
to,
there's plenty of people out there who are like, are you kidding? My mom put me with the shadiest people. My mom brought me to the bar or whatever, whatever the story is. But in this case, I would go with the mom and be like, yeah, I don't know this girl, and her story doesn't seem to be.
She's hot, though. She's super hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taylor Swift's massive hit, Shake It Off.
Yeah.
There's a couple people out there saying, you owe us 20% of all the royalties from that because you stole lines from our song. These are fairly accomplished songwriters. They wrote a hit song with similar lyrics 16 years ago. That's what they're saying in a new lawsuit. The guys' names are Sean Hall and Nathan Butler. They said they wrote a song called Play Is Gonna Play back in 2001. It hit number 81 on the Billboard Hot 100, and it was recorded by a girl group called 3LW.
I totally know the song.
Oh, you know it? You knew it when you heard it?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
No.
They say she took our lyrics. Play is going to play. Hate is going to hate. Hmm. And they want 20% of all the royalties.
Well, this judge says no. Do you give that to them?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm so glad I'm not the judge in some of
these. This is pop culture language nonsense.
Totally agree.
That everyone uses. You can't have that unless you trademarked it. Mm. Like, I mean, I know that you wrote a song about it, but that's not.
This guy's got some standing. Nathan Butler, he's worked with, tons of Justin Bieber, Lionel Richie, Pink, Maroon 5, Backstreet Boys, Christina Milian. Aaron Carter, Victoria Beckham. Oh, I'm sorry. They both worked with these people, Sean Hall and Nathan. So they say, hey, man, we wrote those lyrics.
Where did player? So the first
play is gonna play. Play.
You know what's weird?
Play.
Is the other day we were playing Fleetwood Mac of all people, and she says players only want you when you're whatever.
When they're playing.
Oh yeah.
And I went, oh my god. They've got that in a that's the 70s.
And
right?
Like
and
Players
she's using
Club
that.
Bryn from the 90s, 80s.
Rapping Fote.
Yeah.
From San Francisco.
There's gotta be rap songs with that those lines
I
in
know.
It. Even before
like
these guys.
You have a point with the whole pop culture thing.
Yeah.
But it is the exact lyrics. I mean, I'm sure they're like, yeah, let's just see what happens. Let's go for it and see if we can get some cashola out of it.
Well, sure.
So anyway, that's what Taylor Swift's dealing with today. Stranger Things. People love it. It's coming back around Halloween. And
oh, man, that's not too far.
No, I know. It's next month.
We're right there.
There is a bar. It's a Stranger Things bar called The Upside Down. And it's a pop-up that launched in Chicago, named after the Dark Parallel Universe on the Netflix show. In August, it opened up, and it's a hit. The bar serves all kinds of drinks based on the show. They've got a syrup flavor, maple syrup flavored cocktail called 11 Zegos, and a decor that matches the show, like the Christmas light alphabet wall. So due to the bar's success, the owners had planned to extend their six-week run to coincide with the premiere, but Netflix said no. They issued a cease and desist. The letter reads, unless I'm living in the Upside Down, I don't think we did a deal with you for this pop-up. You're obviously creative types, so I'm sure you can appreciate that it's important to us to have a say in how our fans encounter the worlds we build. The bar's owners and manager insist there are no hard feelings. They plan to end the pop-up October 1st as originally planned, and season 2 premieres on October 27th. I know, too bad. Too bad for them. But we still get our show. All right, what's coming up in the news, Ben?
A family is telling their story of a female jogger who won't stop pooping on their lawn.
What? What?
And more after these.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:37 Tuesday morning. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Scott Kapur will be joining us. He's performing at the Punchline San Francisco Thursday through Saturday. the 21st through the 23rd.
That is huge.
It is. It's big. You can check him out there. That's a legit club. It's not one of those made-up clubs.
Come on.
No, he should, like, tape that.
Oh,
and
sure.
Put some of that on YouTube. That's the way to sell shows. I see these comedians putting out YouTube videos. I often find myself going, man, that guy's pretty funny.
Jot that down. Let's put that on the list of things we need to talk to him about.
All right.
Scott Capurro joining us at 8 o'clock. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer.
What's up, everyone? This Austin Report is brought to you by Kidango. Join Kidango at their fundraiser on September 28th as they recognize Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom as this year's superhero of early learning. Details and tickets available at kidango.org. Here's what's happening. I should probably mention that although Hurricane Jose didn't turn out to be a thing or wasn't the thing that people feared, there is another dangerous hurricane down in the southern region headed towards the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. They've already obviously had issues. And this one, Hurricane Maria.
Maria. Apparently already destroyed some island called Dominica,
mm-hmm.
which I would have called Dominica. And then headed for Puerto Rico, who aren't nearly recovered from the last one.
Right.
I think Jose went north.
It did. It didn't cause the issue, but it was right behind Irma, and people feared that, you know, Florida was going to get it again. The 1-2.
Right.
Okay, so Toys R Us, we all know the store.
Sure.
The largest U.S. toy store chain has filed for bankruptcy protection late yesterday. It looks like Amazon continues to affect business everywhere.
Incredible.
The Chapter 11 filing is among the largest ever by a specialty retailer and cast doubts over the 1,600 stores and 64,000 employees right as Toys R Us is gearing up for the holiday season.
Right.
I mean,
isn't this their big time of year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet they do more in the last half of the year than they, or the, even in the last 3 months of the year than they do the rest of the year. Anyway, they are saying it's not game over. Together with our investors, our objective is to work with our debt holders and other creditors to restructure the $5 billion of long-term debt on our balance sheet.
$5 billion of debt? Damn.
You know, it's hard to understand these giant numbers. You hear even some of these radio companies that have made these mega deals. And they're carrying all this debt. And then they just do this shell game. Shuffle, and they go, we're good. We got another year. No worries. Until the next time. That debt's coming due. Right. But, you know, high finance masters, they just figure it out.
They do. They work it all out. They're brilliant. We'll just cook the books this way and everything will be fine.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know what to say about that. Traffic on Bay Area freeways has grown 80% since 2010.
Really?
Sure.
Jeez, and that's a big increase in 7 years.
The people out there know it. As they are driving along at speeds of less than 35 miles per hour. So if you feel like you're in worse traffic than ever, you for sure are.
Yeah.
That's a huge jump.
Yeah, that's outrageous. Why is that happening? You'd think actually that there would be less because it seems like so many people are in the computer business out here and that they would be able to telecommute or...
a lot of companies ended that kind of thing, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
Your girl's going to work from home, right?
Yeah, she does work from home, but she's already been pulled into, you know, she took a job as a work from home person and has been pulled in for well over 2 weeks already.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, she's brand new. I don't know. Man, when does the actual working from home start? So, yeah, I think that even people who work from home end up having to either meet with clients or...
Got to go to a team building exercise.
You know those.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Vinny, can you go back to that story?
Sure.
I think the second page has a list of the worst commutes, or third page. What is the number one worst commute?
Let me see here.
Is it the one out of Tracy? Man,
it's Tracy. We hear about that every morning.
Every morning, I get in my car at 4:30. They're like, it's all backed up coming out of Tracy.
24-205.
The worst one is U.S. Route 101, northbound Interstate 80, eastbound. I-280 to Treasure Island Tunnel.
Oh.
That's just, that's ranked number one.
That is always a CF.
Number two, I-80 westbound, all day in Alameda, Contra Costa,
all day.
And San Francisco counties. Man. And Highway 4 to Fremont Street.
Those are the very worst.
Yeah, I mean, all the spots I'm looking at, it's the Bay Area.
Right.
Yeah. It's all, I mean, they can rank them, but everybody out there who's hearing this now is like, dude, I'm doing 10. It's terrible here.
Mm-hmm.
How could it be worse?
Someone could get in an accident.
We're always here at work. I was up at 2:30 this morning. Mm-hmm. I was already up, making my coffee, getting ready for work. That's what I do for a living. But when we're on vacation and the occasional doctor's appointment or thing that drags me, because I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I don't think of it.
It's 8:30. I'll head out. No problem.
Right. And then I'm at a metering light going, what? How do you people live through this?
What's this going on?
Every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I commute, but I get to drive.
Yeah.
I don't have to stop, go,
no,
stop,
it is
go, stop,
fully,
go.
You know.
Come on, man. So... why would you poop in someone's yard?
I just wouldn't. So there is no answer to that question. I simply would not do that. I wouldn't poop in someone's yard because, I mean, for so many reasons. Not the least of which is that, I don't know, do I have toilet paper in my fanny pack? Like, I am just not interested
in cameras, though.
Having a poopy butt.
Yes, you brought your own toilet paper.
Oh.
And am I putting that back? Am I picking up after myself? Do I have a plastic bag with me? I don't.
I think if you leave poop behind, you're not worried about leaving poopy tissue behind.
Really?
So,
you're
well, right.
I guess it would take a mindset, wouldn't it?
You have just duked in public on someone's lawn. I can see why you'd clean yourself up, but you're obviously not concerned about the lawn. No, you don't take the TP with you.
Yeah, so you just...
there's a family in Colorado Springs, Colorado that has a problem. For the past few weeks, a woman's been jogging past their house. She makes a quick pit stop on their lawn, dukes, and then takes off running.
Well, she's on a schedule. It seems like she'll be easy to catch.
From the pictures the family has taken of the woman, she looks totally normal. She's in good shape. She's wearing a spandex running outfit. And apparently...
she a quick squat? It's just like, it's too fast for them to run outside and just catch her and say, poop down the street?
The family says, we've confronted her and asked her to stop. She won't. She even brings...
what is wrong with this lady?
She even brings along napkins to clean herself with.
And then just leaves them there.
This is...
oh my God.
Here's the... oh boy, this is on the local news.
Oh, they've got a
in
shot
Colorado.
Of her.
Oh yeah. The family says, again, they've confronted her and asked her to stop, but she won't. And she does bring stuff to clean herself, so she's clearly premeditating.
It sounds like she's on a real schedule, and that maybe if she just varied her route a little and didn't poop in the exact same place every time, that she could maybe get away with this for a little longer. But, I mean, she's like, what happens to you if you get caught for pooping in public?
Well, the police think that there must be some revenge plot here.
Oh, like she's got it out for the family?
But the family says, we don't know her.
Yeah.
We don't know why she would be doing this to us. We never did anything to her.
You know, if it happens two or three times at the same time, couldn't the cops do a quick stakeout and just grab this lady and ask her these questions that we're all interested in the answer to?
Police have had reports of someone pooping outside of Walgreens and other people's yards, so they think this woman may be doing this elsewhere. For now, the cops have asked the public to help track her down. she's facing indecent exposure and public pooping charges.
Get a cowboy. It's all you need. Dude with a lasso. And catch her real easy. Tie her to a tree and call the cops. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer. It seems like this should be solved before it makes it to the nationwide platform.
Most times, these idiot stories are men. But every now and then, you girls.
Boy. And when we do it right.
That is
I mean, that is.
Of a story.
Boy. She looks great from behind, tell you.
They've actually.
Pants look
really
clean. Yeah, she does.
They've actually confronted her, and she won't stop.
I would think you'd just die of embarrassment. Yeah. Like, who is this person? Like, what's missing? What piece is missing in her that she's like, not only it's okay to poop outside, but in the same place, and even after being confronted by the family? I just feel like, where's your sense of self-decency or
now,
whatever the sense that she's missing is.
I happen to be partnered up with one of these runner types, mm-hmm. you know, the ones who just run and run.
And there are emergencies.
And run and run. She runs, and she has told me stories where she's had to run in places that she wouldn't be proud of.
To run.
Right. And she's had to, I think she has had to, you know, out in trail
Oh, she's had,
territory.
Oh, really?
And the joke is you have to lose a sock or something out there. But you don't stop running. You just go to the bathroom, clean up, finish your run.
So if she shows up at home with only one sock,
she had
a poo emergency.
Something happened
out there.
Usually
right.
It's a one, though. This is really surprising even to me, as I've heard the stories of the public bathroom.
It's just, where is her embarrassment, Gene? Like, I don't get it.
I don't have an answer.
Where's your humiliation?
You tell me
where. That's humiliating. Like, I mean, I don't know. I don't understand. She even brings napkins with her. She knows it's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
can't she just like run around her own block a couple times, go inside, do what she's got to do, and then go off on her own? Like, how, why, and how, and...
You would expect that she would find a different place. The idea
Every
that
time.
She's going to the same place each time.
And even after being confronted.
Yeah.
I would think once the family comes out and goes, hey, Duke lady, find another lawn to do that on. That you would find another lawn. Nobody wants to deal with that. There's nothing worse than that. You're walking around in the city and there's just like, you know, like that's, I can tell that's human. That's human.
Yeah.
That's no dog.
And it's worse than ever right now. How about a fast fact?
I would love a fast fact, Vincent.
Ladybugs are called ladybirds in England.
Hmm. Oh.
Let's ask Scott.
Scott, do they call ladybugs ladybirds in England?
Sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Never mind, it's fine. Oh, here we go.
Ask him again, come on.
What do they call ladybugs in England?
Oh, they call them... Yeah, they don't call them ladybugs. They call them something else, like...
Oh, look at you with the nice sweater tied around your neck.
I know. You look very Katel moment.
It's just a cashmere cotton blend from Paul Smith.
Oh.
Anyway.
Uh-huh. Oh! Hold on!
Shame!
Not everyone can wear the color lilac, and I only do it because so few people can.
Yeah. It really sets off the silver in your hair. It's
Thank
quite
you
striking.
My hair's a bit of a wig today. It's a bit huge, my hair. I don't know.
Oh, no, it's fantastic.
I can't control it. It's out of control. They call them ladybirds or something.
Yes, that's it. You got it right.
Oh,
ladybirds.
Right.
Correct.
Thank
Great
you.
Great job.
See you in a bit. Thank you, America.
Scott Capurro coming up, everyone.
I love my country.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see. I'm not trying to say Ryan Philippe did it, but nobody thought Johnny Depp was violent till the video surfaced.
True.
You.
And Vanessa Paradis was like,
just,
oh, I didn't know.
You just got me.
Mm-hmm.
We all thought that was BS, and then sure enough.
There he is, ranting and raving.
Well, and then... Even recently, the stories of what he's spending
I know.
To just be Johnny Depp. Like, wow, dude.
Just be Johnny Depp.
You're on
You're
a
him
whole,
whole time.
Other planet.
Right. Oh, really? Guy from Kentucky, probably.
Right.
I know.
Oh,
so
really?
Infected.
Well, he's a
Who's
victim
worse,
of his
him
own
or Madonna?
Life. Him. Madonna's not beating anybody up that I know of. It's Britney, bitch.
I got a tattoo my sophomore year of college. Script on the underboob. I'm 29, and for the first time on the beach, my swimsuit revealed my tattoo. My dad tried to freak out about it. He lost all ability to argue when I told him to calm down. I've had it for 10 years. And you're 29.
Yeah.
There's no argument there either. Dude, I'm 29.
Yeah. Your parents are always your parents, though. I always revert back to just like being a, I just feel like a kid again. Like,
oh, my mom does it when she was just here. If I'm looking for, what are you looking for? Can I help you? Mm. Oh, I got this. Please.
I'm 50. I don't need you to tell 50. Me how to do my, well.
Don't tack years onto my years.
I'm really just quoting myself.
All right, but yes.
Mom, I'm 50. I got this. Don't worry.
Can I help you? What do you need? Oh, God. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, well, Scott Capro is coming up in
oh,
the trash.
Oh, yeah, and he's wearing lilac, everyone.
He is. Very few people can pull that off, then.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.